Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back leading up to the NFL draft, there is some really good work done by Monday Morning Quarterback, Sports Illustrated. Prospect X. And it was all about a mystery prospect, and Kalen Kaler wrote the piece, followed a guy leading up to the draft, called him Prospect X. You kind of had to try and figure it out if you wanted to. Well, we didn't have to here in Cleveland because, boom, all of a sudden the Browns drafted him. And that's Drew Forbes, offensive lineman, now a member of the Browns, perhaps a guy who will be starting at right guard. We'll find out. The lady who wrote the piece way back when was at training camp this week, and she joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She's Kalen Kaler from SI.com. Hello, Kalen.
Hey, how are you guys?
How are
We're
you?
Doing well. Good to have you back with us. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun.
Your guy is looking pretty good so far. And kind of, I won't say out of nowhere, because obviously, you know, they drafted him because they liked him.
Right.
All of a sudden, Drew's getting a look at right guard. The Browns are still looking for a starting right guard. You were out at camp. Could Prospect X be starting in the NFL this year?
Yeah, so I saw the Browns twice in training camp. Once, I believe it was the first week or, you know, in the first few practices, and the second time was when they were in Indianapolis with the Colts. And so the first time I saw him, you know, he was taking like third team, even fourth team reps. Maybe I saw him at second team like once that practice, but it wasn't very frequently. And I talked to Coach Camp, and the first time I saw him in the first week, and obviously he said some great things. The offensive line coach there, he said some great things. But at that point in time, I was like, yeah, it'd be a long shot if he was going to be a starter, because there just wasn't any sign of it at that point. Then about a week and a half later, maybe it was 2 weeks later, but when they were in Indianapolis, it wasn't that much later. I'll never forget it. I was standing there, and, you know, I'm watching the offensive line, as most people don't, but I'm intrigued with Drew Forbes, right? So I'm paying close attention, and I see him go in with the first team with Baker in a red zone series. And I was like, wait, what? And I kind of, like, look around, and I'm, like, checking the roster to make sure I got it right. And it was him. He was with the first team, and then, you know, after that was when Kitchen sort of mentioned that, you know, the right guard spot is up for grabs, and they admitted, you know, Forbes is in the mix. I think Campen has said that. So that was really cool. I was trying not to be a fan, but I was really excited to see him take some first team reps there. That was really cool to see. So, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the Browns since then, so I've just kind of been following it from afar, but seems like he does have a real shot. Although on the unofficial depth chart that they released yesterday or today, he's, like, listed as third-string left guard. So, you know, I don't know if that's just
They version. Just make those up. They just make them up, especially for these games. I'm just curious. Did they know he was Prospect X when they drafted him? Do you know if the Browns knew that or not?
That's a good question. I don't know if they did. I would assume, because I haven't – the person who would have really known that would be the area scout.
Right.
Colton Chappell, but I actually haven't spoken to him. So I don't actually know if they knew it was him or not, because John Dorsey is very, you know, secretive about those kinds of things. But they certainly knew after they drafted him, because when I talked to Coach Campen, he was like, yeah, I read the series three times because I didn't want to miss any detail, you know, before he got here for rookie minicamp. Which I kind of thought was funny. And also another detail that's really interesting, when I was talking to Drew at camp, he was like, oh, yeah, the nickname has not left. Like, the nickname has very much survived. And in the offensive line room, part of their, like, rookie hazing that they do is they make the rookies give a series of presentations, and they give them a theme. So every rookie has, like, a different theme that they have to present. And Drew's theme was just X. So he had to pick, like, five different X themed topics to report on. So he did like Malcolm X, and these are PowerPoint presentations. So you have to make like multiple slides and like present like a book report. So he did Malcolm X, he did Generation X, he did D-Generation X, which is like that wrestling team.
Right.
He did X-Men, you know, the list goes on. And then he had to perform for the whole team. They do that song routine, and they assign them a song. And they assigned him DMX's X Gon' Give It To Ya rap. So he was really having a hard time nailing the rap because, you know, he's not really skilled at that.
He sounds too busy to try and knock down a starting job. He's been
exactly.
Occupied. What was it that you learned about him while you were doing the piece from scouts and everybody else that you were talking to that you've seen translate so far during, obviously he hasn't played in an NFL game yet, but so far during his professional career?
Yeah, well, I think it's fitting that, you know, he's challenging for right guard because he played left tackle in college, but all the scouts that I talked to, the Browns were a little bit, they were more open about his maybe playing anywhere on the line than other teams had been. But most of the scouts that I talked to for the story were all very much like, he's going to be a guard. He's got to be a guard. Guard is the best spot for him. You know, his arms aren't long enough for tackle. His dream is still to play left tackle. And who knows, maybe down the road that could be a possibility for him. But I'm not surprised that he's sort of slotting in most comfortably at guard, because I think with the way his body type is and just his experience coming from a small school, I think he translates best to a guard at the NFL level. So that hasn't surprised me. The other thing I think, which is why I believe he really, you know, he really could end up as that starter. Maybe it's not the beginning of the season, but at some point in the season. Is just his personality, like his work ethic is unbelievable. And I know people say that about a lot of players, but with him in particular, he takes everything so seriously, and he takes it too seriously in a way. And in my conversation with Campen, he said the exact same thing. He was like, yeah, you know, he needs to like lighten up a little bit, and he needs to learn how to like weigh what things are important and what things aren't important. But I think in this situation where, you know, you're doing everything you can to be that starter, I would put my money on him because he has a work ethic like nobody I've ever seen before. He really, really cares.
Kaylin, I thought another part of your story that was really interesting in the whole Prospect X theme was getting to know his family. Have you had a chance to follow up with his family during the camp? And he's got a brother with spina bifida. And I just like... I was pulled into that part of the piece. I'm just, how's the family doing on this roller coaster ride at camp?
Yeah, so I haven't talked to like his brother or parents, right. But I actually did get to meet his sister at training camp. His younger sister, who is going to be playing basketball at
Robert Morris. Robert Morris.
Yes, yep. Thank you, mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes. So she's going to be playing basketball there. So I got a chance to meet her. Her and his wife Emily were at training camp. For several days, you know, in the VIP area under the tent in the shade. So I was jealous of that. So I got to catch up with them there. I was
no
like,
bitterness
I can feel
there.
Some of the shade here. It's so hot. But yeah, they're doing really well. Emily has settled in. Their dog, Luna, has settled in. They've got an apartment. So yeah. And Emily was telling me, obviously the Browns do that adopt a dog thing at training camp. And their Twitter had posted a picture of Chew Forbes, the dog they had named after Drew. Puppy X, I think, is what they called him.
God, that's awesome.
It was so good. And Emily, I sent it to Emily, and Emily was like, you don't even know how close I was to adopting that dog.
Oh, that's funny.
So they seem to be doing really well.
That's awesome. Kaylin Kaler is joining us from SI.com. So you've seen the Browns a couple of times. You've been around other NFL training camps. You can't go to any national website. You can't turn on any national television without seeing the Browns, you know, in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
Do you think the hype is deserved, Kaylin? And have you picked up stuff from other training camps that might make you think, yeah, the Browns are certainly in everybody's sights this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think the hype is deserved. I mean, just off the bat because of the talent that they've assembled there. You can't argue against that, you know, with Odell, although in the two times I was there, I never saw Odell practice because, you know, he hardly practiced this preseason, which is fine. You know, you want to bubble wrap him. Why play him? Keep him keep him healthy. He had a little hip thing, so I never got to see him practice. But Jarvis looked really good. Obviously, Baker, you could only expect will get better this season with experience. And now that he's in his second year, which is always a big year for quarterbacks in their development. And Kareem Hunt, I saw him against the Colts, and he looked really good. He had a couple long runs that, you know, he was getting to the second level of the Colts defense. So that was also exciting. So, yeah, I definitely think, you know, they merit the hype, and we'll see what happens when they actually hit the field in a meaningful game.
Kalen, if you had to take your best guess right now, are the Browns the best team in the AFC North?
That's a really good question. I mean, I've only seen half of the AFC North in person so far. So it's difficult to answer, but sure. Yeah. I'll say yes.
All right. We'll go with that.
Why not? Although I do think, the Bengals are going to be totally, totally different. They felt very different when I was there. I got a chance to have a long conversation with their offensive coordinator, Brian Callahan. And, I mean, I don't think they have the talent that the Browns have, but they certainly don't. But I think that their offense is going to take a big step and look completely different and, you know, look a lot more like what we see from the Rams. And, you know, their goal is to be an offense like that, to be a high-scoring offense and be doing these things adopted from the college game. So I think the Bengals are going to look a lot different, but I do think the Browns are a lot better.
Last thing, I was just going to ask you, if you talked about their offense and the Ram influence, Zach Taylor was there, of course, on the offensive staff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they can pull off that style of offense in Cincinnati with some of the stuff they have there right now?
That's an interesting question. I think they're definitely going to be hurt by the AJ Green injury. I mean, I think they haven't said exactly how many games he's going to miss, but you're going to miss, a few at the beginning of the season. So I think they're going to feel that a little bit. But I think they definitely could because, it just comes down to you need to have depth, you know, at your receivers because a lot of those plays, you've got 3-4 receiver sets where you're just utilizing a lot more pass catchers. So I think, you know, you just got to have some depth and you've got to trust the guys that you have there. And I think they do. They were talking about how much they like their players, and I got a chance to talk to Tyler Boyd, one of their receivers there, and you know he was telling me like he's just having so much more fun with this offense, and he said he's running a lot of routes that he hasn't ran like since he was in college. So that just tells you right there, obviously they're taking things from the spread offense that is so popular in college. And he's just having fun with it. He said he was like the first read on a lot of plays, which is obviously fun if you're a receiver because you know it's on you. You need to win your matchup and you're getting the ball. So he was. I think they can do it. And I think when AJ Green comes back, I think it'll be even easier for them.
We appreciate you being with us again, Kalen. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kalen.
Thank you,
Kalen Kaler from SI.com. She wrote the feature months ago about Prospect X, who turns out to be Drew Forbes, who could turn out to be the Browns' starting right guard.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.